High inflation, gas prices, and the overturning of Roe v. Wade are a few of the hot-button issues driving voters to the polls nationwide in the midterm elections. But here in Missouri, this election is a bit ho-hum, according to Columbia College political scientist Terry Smith.
Too bad none of them is really competitive. The Senate race looks very strong for Schmidt. And the House races all look quite safe. The U.S. House races all look quite safe for the incumbents. The 7th and the 4th are both open, but they're both very red.
Smith says he expects Republicans to maintain their sizable majorities in the Missouri House and Senate, and for Republican State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick to cruise to an easy victory in the state auditor's race. Perhaps the biggest unknown of all the ballot measures in Missouri's general election is one that would legalize recreational marijuana for adults 21 and older. There's bipartisan support and opposition for the proposal headed by a group called Legal Missouri 2022. John Payne with the group speaks on why lawmakers are wary of putting this amendment into the state's constitution.
The reason for that is, in a perfect world, sure, the legislature should be the ones to do this, but the political class in this state has just refused to act, and if we waited for the politicians to actually follow the will of the people on this, then we could be waiting for years, if not decades, because they just seem unwilling to touch this issue.
If approved, the amendment would impose a 6% tax to help fund veterans' health care, the state public defender system, and drug treatment. Payne says state government entities estimate initial revenues of $8 million and annual revenues of $41 million.
After a few years, this will probably be a $1 billion-a-year industry here in the state, and that's going to be something that is, you know, brought into the legal, regulated market and also generate a ton of revenues for the state and local government.
A Missouri law enforcement group opposes the ballot measure. Kevin Merritt, executive director of Missouri Sheriffs United, says under state law, a driver who exceeds the legal limit of alcohol could be prosecuted. He says that would not be the case if Amendment 3 is approved.
Due to the language in Amendment 3, there cannot be any level of THC set to make it a criminal offense. And the state legislator can't do that. So anyone would be able to drive a motor vehicle with whatever level of THC that they just might happen to have in their system.
Legal Missouri 2022 says driving under the influence of marijuana would remain illegal. It also says passage of the November ballot measure could allow law enforcement to concentrate on fighting violent crimes. Merritt with Sheriffs United disagrees.
Law enforcement stopped focusing a whole lot on misdemeanor marijuana and other smaller amounts of marijuana, you know, a long time ago. Law enforcement is busy focusing on violent crimes now.
If approved, people with certain marijuana-related offenses could petition to be released from prison or parole and probation and have their corresponding records cleared. Missouri voters will get to decide if the state needs a new constitution. The ballot question comes up every 20 years. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says Missouri's current state constitution was adopted in 1945. He describes what would happen if Missouri voters say yes.
You will have essentially delegates to the Constitutional Convention that will have to be selected. They could propose nothing. They could propose some amendments or one or more amendments to the Constitution, or they could propose a wholesale redrawing and rewriting of our Constitution.
Under the ballot measure, any changes would then go before Missouri voters for final approval. The Missouri National Guard is part of the state's Department of Public Safety. Amendment 5 would remove it from DPS and create a totally separate Department of the Missouri National Guard. Nick Humphrey, a member of the National Guard Association, is strongly encouraging citizens to vote yes. Humphrey says making the move is crucial to national security.
There's certain things, certain information there that can't be shared with everybody. And so that information, you know, can't really be shared with, you know, public safety, which has really nothing to do with our military. However, you know, the information sensitive enough that our state commander chief should know what our National Guard is doing around the world.
For example, the Missouri Air National Guard is the only state level guard in the country with the capability of using nuclear weapons if ordered to do so by the president. Humphrey says the Missouri Department of Public Safety should not have authority over a military branch that could be called upon to carry out classified missions. He also says the mission of the Guard has expanded exponentially since the 9/11 attacks. The Missouri Democratic Party is urging voters to say no, stating that separating the National Guard from the Department of Public Safety would expand the size and cost of government. In addition, Democratic House member Peter Meredith opposes language in Amendment 5 he says redefines the National Guard's core mission.
The mission or the purpose of the National Guard is to, quote, protect the constitutional rights and civil liberties of Missourians. Well, that's a really big departure from what their current mission statement says that their job is, and that's responding to domestic emergencies.
Meredith says the language could give the governor license to use the National Guard for non-military purposes.
We also have laws on the books now that declare that a fetus or a fertilized egg even have constitutional rights as any other Missourian. What's to stop an overzealous governor from using the National Guard to stop pregnant women from crossing the border if they think that they're protecting the constitutional rights of an unborn fetus?
Meredith admits it's an extreme example, but says it could be possible. He says turning the Guard into a separate state agency would also cost Missouri about $130,000 a year. Humphrey, with the National Guard Association, says it would not cost any additional money. A state senator from the Kansas City area wants Missouri voters to pass Amendment 4, which would mandate at least 25% of Kansas City's budget to be spent on its police department. State Senator Tony Lutkemeyer, a Republican from Parkville, says the sole reason for Amendment 4 can be traced to the Kansas City Council's attempt last year to, quote, defund the police.
We cannot allow Kansas City to become the next Portland or Seattle or Minneapolis. I mean, that would have major consequences for the entire state. And that's why it's important for Missourians to come together in one voice and to say very clearly that we support our brave men and women in law enforcement, that we oppose radical attempts by big city mayors to defund the police.
Kansas City does not have authority over its police department. It's under a state-controlled board appointed by the governor, in which the mayor is a member of the board. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas opposes Amendment 4, saying the city should decide for itself how much money to spend on its police department.
Why would the entire state be voting on an issue that's just in Kansas City, particularly when there are all these other police departments all around the state that don't have the same control? The governor himself actually said that he would oppose an amendment that tried to force his home county to actually have some minimum set required funding for the police department.
Lucas also says Kansas City is already paying more than 25% of its budget on its police. He says voters in Springfield, St. Louis, Sikeston, and elsewhere should care about the efforts by the state to control Kansas City spending, because it may someday happen to them too. Missouri's Treasury Department is currently limited in what it can invest in. State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick is supporting Amendment 1.
Hopefully people hear this. This is an opportunity for them to remember, hey, this is a question that will give the state of Missouri a little more flexibility in how it invests funds so that they can provide more services without raising taxes and maybe even be able to cut our taxes further.
Fitzpatrick says it will enable the state to invest in bonds issued by local governments.
You know, when I talk to other state treasurers and we explain to them that, you know, we can't buy municipal bonds, we can't buy money market mutual funds, they look at me like we're crazy, because, you know, we're kind of in a class of our own in that regard, where literally every other state can kind of, you know, do those things.
Missouri's Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Eric Schmidt, addressed school shootings in an issues-based interview with MissouriNet.
Funding law enforcement. I think having more police officers and school resource officers protecting our schools is very important. And you saw during the Defund the Police movement, which is still ongoing, an attack on school resource officers.
Schmidt says as attorney general, he has been tougher on violent crime than local prosecutors. In a deadly shooting last month at a St. Louis high school, the doors to the school were reportedly locked and there were unarmed school resource officers on site. Many school shootings have involved first-time offenders. Democrat Trudy Bush Valentine says Missouri needs a red flag law that keeps guns out of the hands of people who are considered a danger to themselves and others. Bush Valentine, who is running for U.S. Senate, says the school shooting would not have happened if Missouri had a red flag law.
And I believe law-abiding Americans and Missourians have the right to own guns for hunting, sports, and self-defense. I believe also that everyone needs to feel safe in their homes and in their neighborhoods and in their schools and in their grocery stores and in their places of worship. And that is not happening in schools.
Butch Valentine says guns should not be sold to anyone under the age of 21. Former President Donald Trump is known for building a relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Schmidt is a strong supporter of Trump. Schmidt says Putin is clearly dangerous, but he says we are not focusing on what he considers to be the real threat, China.
I mean, they're building islands in the South China Sea. They're buying ports all around the world. They're building grids in Africa. And that ought to be our big focus. But clearly, I mean, Putin is a dangerous guy.
When MissouriNet pointed out that China has a relationship with Russia, he said we should be very aware of that relationship as well. Butch Valentine says the U.S. has to help other countries keep their democracy, including Ukraine.
It's a difficult issue because people don't want to spend the money. And I know we have to be responsible with the money that we spend. But look, if Putin gets Ukraine, he won't stop. He will go into other countries and try to take them over as well.
Missouri's general election is on November 8th. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.